they say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Beverly Franklin, BeverlyFranklin, date of birth 06/04/1958. Date of appointment April 25, 2024, requesting physician Michael Michalowski, FNP, MichaelMcCloskeyFNP. Dear Michael Michalowski, I have the pleasure of seeing Beverly Franklin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose arms and the lower legs are numb. She fell a couple of times, feels like walking on marble, balance is not good, having burning pain in the feet, feet are swollen, hands and legs are weak, dropping things from the hand. Use walker for ambulation so she cannot fall. No neck pain, no backache, taking gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times daily. Past medical history. Diabetes, schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, anxiety, psoriasis, COVID, sleep apnea, past surgical history, C-section 3 times, right leg debridement, cholecystectomy. Allergy, penicillin, sulfa, lisinopril, medication, azelastin solution, acetazolopram 20 milligram, furosemide, gabapentin 300 milligram, geodon, lentus, levothyroxin, losartan, metformin, novolog, ozempic, pravastatin, prazosin, thorazine, trazodone, Trilogy, Alepta, Raylor, socialisti, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, married, live with the husband, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased with diabetes, father does not know about him, 3 sisters, all with diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no facia, no disorder, 3 pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 or 4, lower extremity 0 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent vibration and pinprick in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number two, polyneuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. Lower extremity EMG cannot be done because of the edema. I will continue the gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. I will also want to order B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity and vitamin D. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.